Yeah, that's the kind of guy you want to go to war with.
I totally agree.
Hey, Tony, let's break down these numbers here just a little bit. I've got them in front of me. And the first thing I want to say is great if Jalen Hurd played tonight, Mike DeBoer still couldn't get 100 yards out of him.
And that's incredible. And that's incredible because Jalen Hurd was awesome tonight. Awesome tonight. And I mean awesome.
Absolutely. 22 carries for 99 yards, 4.5 yards a carry. And he didn't break a long one. His longest one was 18 yards. So, I mean, ride your horse. But I'll tell you another thing I thought was amazing was Kirk Herbstreit. Why do these guys not do their homework? He started bragging on Bush Jones for the way he gets both Alvin Kamara and Jalen Hurd both involved in the offense. And Alvin Kamara had 3 carries for 9 yards. And then, Tony, your ball current, and I'm going to save the receivers till last. Then, I kind of get Orange Grove and the Vol Colonel mixed up because I read both their stuff on your blogs. You know, we heard a lot about how good John Kelly looked in I don't know if it was in the spring or in the preseason. 1 carry for 4 yards, which was for a touchdown.
I tell you what I would have done in tonight's game, all kidding aside, and you're making great points here, but what I would have done tonight, when the game's out of reach, my starters, none of my offensive starters are in the game, and none of my defensive starters are in that football game when that game was out of reach tonight. I'm playing kids. I'm playing kids in that game late. Once I got my 3-score and got up, that's it for me.
And Tony, I don't want to beat up on Josh Dobbs, but I mean, you look just at the imagination of our offense. I mean, he threw the ball 19 times, completed 10 for 91 yards.
That's right.
Average of 4.8 yards.
That's right.
A catch. I mean.
You know what the dumbest money, you know what the dumbest money in Vegas is? Anybody that bet $1 on him in that Heisman Trophy race.
Tony, I could not believe it when they even mentioned him in that conversation. I was like, have they been watching this guy for the last 3 years?
You don't throw enough. You don't throw enough. You don't throw enough for him to do it.
And we had no completions to any of our tight ends. And we've got about 2 or 3 real good tight ends, don't we, Tony?
Absolutely, but you can't rob Peter to pay Paul. Again, I go back to this. Tonight's game, you're not going to use a tight end to throw when Richmond is struggling the way he is over there. That's just a fact of life.
Hey, Tony, all right, let's get to these receivers now. Alvin Kamara had 3 receptions for 25 yards.
Correct.
He's a running back. If you take him out of the equation, we had 2 receivers, and this is why Higgins and Amari Rodgers are at Clemson. They're going to Clemson, and I don't blame them. We had 2 receivers that had 2 receptions, and we had 2 other receivers that had 1 reception. That's all. I mean, Kamara had 3. Jalen Hurd had 1. Josh Smith and Jason Kroom had 1. Josh Malone and Juwan Jennings had 2. I mean, what kind of receiver would want to come and play in this Mickey Mouse offense?
Yeah, but it's not going to be Mickey Mouse next year. And maybe it's not as the season wears on. That's what I'm hoping.
Well, and here's another thing about that Sherron Jones. Was it the Vol Colonel or Armstrong? One of them was talking about how great he looked back in the spring. And I'm just not going to say throw him in there, but I really believe that we've got at least 2 or 3 quarterbacks on the bench better than Josh Dobbs. I'm sorry. I like Josh Dobbs. He's a good kid and all, but I mean, What's, is he going to go down to two? And here's
can
the thing.
Can I ask you something? Can I ask you something? All kidding aside,
yeah.
What's our record?
Yeah. It's 2-0.
Okay. Well, what are you? I mean, what are we talking about? We won tonight. We're 2-0.
Yeah, but I think all hell's getting ready to break loose when we go to that four game stretch.
Okay. Well, I think we're 2-0. I think we're 2-0, and I appreciate the call. I mean, enough. And I like being your pincushion, and you can yell and scream and get it out of your system. But look, there are several top 25 teams, seven last week, and a couple more this week, who would trade places with Tennessee right now. Period. And we have not played. Tonight, Russell, what letter grade would you give our team overall? Last week was like a D- and we won.
I'd give them a solid B tonight.
I'm thinking C+, but yeah.
I mean, you put 45 points on the board against
turn the ball over seven
Bud
times.
Foster. Yeah, I mean you created some of those turnovers. Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, there's plenty of room for improvement, but you beat a decent team by 21 points. And you started to show some explosiveness
yeah.
that we didn't see at all last week. By the way, I think we're leaning towards 2004 being the last time Tennessee started 3-0, and they lost the fourth game of that season to Auburn. So, I mean, that would be first time in 12 years that you started 3-0.
That Auburn game, that was the Auburn team that came in there
yeah,
and
it was,
beat the yeah, living crap out of
Ronnie
us.
Brown and Cadillac Williams.
On one football team. I think Jason Campbell was their quarterback, right?
Yep. They went 12-0 that year.
Oh, but you didn't know at wide receiver. Let's get our next call in and welcome our
Obamanu.
Yeah. 865-200-5402. Those guys could run for days, and that was a great football team. And let's get our next call in. Who's this?
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Tony.
Is this Barney Boy?
You damn right.
Barney Boy, what does it mean to you tonight to defeat the Chickens?
Oh, hey. Now I know how a bunch of damn refugees feel down in the damn camps. So many damn people I ain't never seen in my damn life ever seen me people out here. But Tony, let me tell you something.
What did you call yourself, a refugee?
Yeah, now I know what the hell refugees feel like in these damn tent cities all over the world. It's that madhouse over here in Bristol. We're on 81 going back to Benton now. But, hey, I got a couple things. Hey, thank God Tennessee won because I was about ready to leave about the first quarter. Because we got all these Tech fans. I have to come back down here. But, hey, we pulled it off. But, Tony, you're down there. I'm up here. Love Dobbs. I love that man to death. But why? What's wrong with his throwing the damn ball? I don't want to. If he can throw the ball, we could be talking a playoff team.
Is that true, Russell? If Josh Dobbs was a better passer of the football, we could be talking about a playoff team with this defense. He might be on to something.
I'm asking
Russell, Barney Boy, just give me a second.
I think
here.
They could possibly be a playoff team with him being the way he is. If he just cuts down on the mistakes, not make some of the stupid throws, if they continue to develop into the dominant running team that we all think they could be.
Barney Boy, I'm showing the Periscopers this picture of you today that I got. That's Barney Boy right there, y'all. Barney Boy. There he is. Go ahead, Barney Boy. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm loving it.
What does it mean to you? Because when they were down 14-0, I was thinking about you, Barney.
All right, Tony, I'm going to tell you exactly. We're in a van full of people here. When it was 14-0, I told Cody, give my son-in-law the damn keys because I'm leaving. Because you don't understand, we up here right in the middle of Tech, and they gonna kicking our ass, and I have to come up there and go back to work. I didn't know whether to go north or south on 81. But it means so much to win, not only to win this game for me, I appreciate that. We're undefeated. Hey, when's the last time you can say that? Now, we play Ohio, got them damn Gators coming in. This game here meant a lot to us Tennessee fans up here in Virginia.
Barney boy, tonight's game was for you. It was for all the Virginia Vol fans. It was for the VFL Whip Bobcock, Whip Babcock trying to get involved with our AD job, because he's a VFL. He's Virginian for life. And Barney boy, I say to you, are you driving? Are you driving, Barney boy?
No, I mean I'm a backseat driver. We've been drinking all day. Hey, keep talking about
Barney boy. Would you just take me through your consumption of alcohol? Just break it down here a little bit. Just a little bit.
Well, you want to talk about empty beer cans or empty fifth bottles?
Empty fifth bottles and beer cans. What are you looking at?
Devil's Cut Jim Beam's my favorite. Hell, we run out of that, and I guess we still got beer in the cooler here. We got a couple of them passed out. I'm a backseat driver. We got a designated driver. Hell, we're coming up on a Greyhound bus now. Watch out. Hey, man, this is crazy. You remember when I was talking to you last Sunday at my wedding? Not my wedding, but my daughter's wedding. My daughter wants to apologize to you. She didn't get upset when I was down there talking to you because everybody was following me. Hell, they left the barn at the wedding. Was all at the deal talking to you. But she wasn't mad. She loves you like we all love you up here.
Barney boy, I love you and I appreciate you. And I appreciate you checking in. And it was wonderful of you to share your daughter's big day with me when you called my cell phone last week from her wedding. And Barney boy, we talked Tennessee football till she came over and grabbed the phone out of your hand and said, are you talking Tennessee football to my father on my wedding day? And I said, I think that's what we're doing. And she said, well, this conversation's over. Now, I don't think she was mad. I didn't think she was mad at me, Barney boy. I think she was mad at you, Barney boy.
Well, no, she wasn't mad. She knows it's all hell. The whole crowd left the damn wedding. There's up in a barn with all down there. They watching me talk to you on Tony's show.
Oh, so that was... So
they
I
get
was,
a big kick out of that. Hey, we listen to you.
Barney boy, I love you. I want you guys to know on your way home that we stand with all the VFLs in the land of the VFL. And I also, Barney boy, stand with Whip Babcock, who's a Virginian for life, and I hope he stays right there, because we don't need his ass at Tennessee.
You're damn right. Hey, Tony.
Yes.
I'll be calling you. Tell the football fans down there we're proud of them. I'm going home, going to work, safe face. We got the football team. Let's just improve, okay?
Barney boy, one more time. There he is. Barney boy, love you, brother. Thanks.
All right, take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, Barney boy's left the building. Your thoughts on the near car accident that Barney boy almost had just now and his almost need of the Garza Law Firm?
That would have been a first. At least he wasn't driving. He's got a designated driver. They got a couple passed out in the back seat, but I'm sure that's quite the scene.
Barney boy, great phone call. He's a fan favorite. And I'm glad that Barney boy chose to spend a portion of his Saturday night with us. 865-200-5402. Was that the bus that the crazy turkey leg was on? Dubsy. The crazy turkey leg from hour one. Do you remember that?
No, it seems like so long ago at this point.
We've only been going for 2 hours and 16 minutes. Your thoughts?
Feels like. Yeah, okay. 2:16. I'll
would
take
Barney,
your word for it.
Would Barney boy blame the wreck
on you? On the fifth quarter.
Yes, let me remind you who we're presented by, and then we'll go back to our phones.
You're listening to the best post-game fan show in college football. The Smart Way Garza Law Firm Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. Today's show made possible by the Garza Law Firm. Big Orange fans deserve to have a voice and equal justice under the law.
Before you say guilty, call Garza.
Treating clients like family, online at GarzaLawFirm.com. Now, here's your host, Tony Basilio.
My name's Tony Basilio. He's Russell Smith. Want to encourage you to check Russell out. Russell, lay it on me here, baby.
Fox Sports Knoxville, heard in Knoxville on 1340 AM and online at foxsportsknoxville.com. 3 to 6, weekdays. Check me out.
Weekdays, baby, 3 to 6. 865-200-5402. My name's Tony Basilio. Heard weekdays right here from 11 to 1 in the Eastern Time. Read my stuff at TonyBasilio.com, the blog, Throat. We'll have some thoughts on this on Monday, Volcarnal Tuesday, X on Wednesday. Thursday's Film Study Day. Friday, Orange Throat returns. Throat with some reportage yesterday on the AD search. Somebody asked me about the AD search. I don't know. We got to figure that out. Whip Babcock tried to get in the mix and in the hunt through the auspices of Desiree Francois, who had some people calling me and texting me and telling me that she wasn't doing that. I don't believe that. I believe Orange Throat. I believe Orange Throat. Somebody said that the Bristol bottleneck is roadrageous right now. Your thoughts on that?
I'm sure that people are going to be, it's just the tip of the iceberg. I would be shocked if people who are just getting in their cars now make it back to Knoxville before sunrise.
No question.
I'd say you're doing well.
No, and we're with you. I'm with you till 5 a.m. tonight, I'm thinking, at this point. I don't know what you're laughing about, Dubs.
I got about maybe another hour, half an hour.
I'm in it to win.
Maybe another 15 minutes, 10,
George,
5 minutes, and I'm gone.
I'm in it to win. Let's get my next call in here. Hello and welcome on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction.
Hey, Anthony. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing? Good talk to you.
WHV here, calling from the short bus.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, pretty sure I just saw Barney Boy driving in reverse down 81. You better give him Garza, Marcos's number again.
Anything's possible, WHV.
Pretty certain that was him. He passed us like we were standing still in his Ford Focus in reverse.
No question.
Hey, great win tonight, Tone. I don't care. I'm tired of the negative balls.
I totally agree. Could not agree more.
But you got to feel a little bit sorry for the players, you know?
I mean, 5 tonight. Shout out to Tennessee Fund Bus Number 5 as they're doing their thing. Let's go back to our phones and get our next call in. Jerry Colquitt, is that you? Who's this? Hello? Yeah, hello? Who's this?
Sean, is that me?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, it's Eric. Waddell.
Oh, hey, Eric, get on in here. What'd you think of tonight, buddy?
Well, I'll never throw away a win, but I have to admit, I think my biggest concern out of all of this is just how we're starting games. I can't even fathom what was about the slow start. I mean, how could you not be ready to play in that environment? But, you know, it just could be that Virginia Tech came out storming, and we had to weather the storm, and we did. And then we turned the corner.
They came out storming, all right. I'll tell you what. You have a slow start like that in a Southeastern Conference game against a good team, and what happens to you, Russell?
You get pulverized.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Boat raced.
Yeah. Because basically, we let them drive the length of the field 3 times.
Well, ask Kentucky what happens when you come out like that.
That's exactly right.
That Florida team's not very good, but they...
That's right.
They walked the dog on them.
That's right. Let's go back to our phones, and we'll mix some calls in with Eric. I thought that was Jerry. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. You're on your Garza Law Firm, Smart Way, Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Tony, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Hey, this is Doug from Jacksonville.
Hey, Dougie baby from Jacksonville. What'd you think of tonight, Doug and Jaxie?
It was awesome, man. I was there. So, I was kind of like, yes, I was kind of like people, I mean, it was an awesome experience. It was crazy. Our seats were on the, you know, the battleground seats, I guess they call it, kind of like halfway in the end zone. I'd probably say 60-40. I watched the Colossus video over the field, but I mean, when you walked in there, it was amazing. It was amazing. You know, the negative things was the sound system wasn't great at all. You know, you kind of hardly couldn't understand the referees when they got on the microphone, and really when they were doing a lot of announcements, you could. But like you said, the national anthem was awesome. But I don't know if you guys probably didn't see it, but during halftime, the Tennessee band played "Proud to Be an American" by Lee Greenwood, and he sang it. And there were fireworks going off. That was so cool. I mean, it was really cool.
That is so, without a doubt, amazing.
Yeah.
You know that? I mean, that sounds like they left no stone up there unturned. It also sounds like it was kind of a lame event to be out live from in terms of watching the game, but it was an event itself to be there. I've been in crowds like that, man. I've seen rock concerts with 2 million people there in my Philadelphia days, Doug, and you're kind of glad you're there. And then in the same time, you're kind of going, like, what am I doing here? Because I can't see anything.
Yeah, I mean, I could see stuff. I mean, we were amazed, and obviously, you know, we're happy that we won the game. But yeah, just like walking, you know, you don't realize how steep that track is, and you know, when you're walking up the track and it's just this what 30 degree bank or something, you know, it was just really awesome, and just, you know, we were on the track and to look up and all the people. It was just an amazing sight to me. You know, wasn't the best seat, but again, you're there and you're just like, it was just wow. And then, yeah, and then after the game, they had a huge fireworks show on the way out, I guess, after they did the trophy presentation, which was just awesome.
Right.
I mean, it was all around just first class. The concessions, it took them forever, but the bathrooms, no problems, you know, in and out quick. Getting into the stadium, you know, walking up in and out real quick.
If they did it again, Doug, would you do it again?
No, because they should only do a game like that. I mean, this is a once in 20, 30 year thing. I mean, they shouldn't do this every year, every 5 years, maybe every 10 or 20 years. Somebody beside me said, you know what they ought to do? They ought to have this game, us against Florida, in here. And I was like, no.
That sounds like a freaking genius.
It was just kind of stupid. But I mean, as far as the players, we started the game slow, yes, but I just get so sick of people they just expect us to, every time we get the ball, to score, and every time we're on defense to get a turnover. It's not going to happen. I mean, we scored 40 something freaking points. Now, obviously they helped us out with all the turnovers, but I mean, we had a couple of really good touchdown passes. I know we talked to you guys, I think it was Friday, we talked about what, over under 1.5 touchdown passes. Well, he got over.
He got two. My numbers were pretty good when you go back and look at it. Let me throw this at you. What was the constituency of the crowd tonight? What percentage was Tennessee? What percentage was Tech?
I would probably say it was 70-30 in my opinion, because we were actually on where our section was Virginia Tech, and it was the sole purpose of overflow, so we were on the Virginia Tech side of the field, but the battleground seating near on the track where we were at, it was mostly Tennessee fans.
So
really good seats, and up on the stands, it was by 80-20 Virginia Tech, but that was their side of the field.
And they announced the crowd at, let me look at this here,
156,990. Just under 157,000.
157. So if you say 157,000 people there, 75% of them are Tennessee.
I would probably say it was 75.
How many Tennessee fans is that, Russell?
Oh, no, you're not asking me. I forgot how to do that.
Ewan, how many, Eric?
Ago.
Oh, God, Tony. Are you crazy?
That's 100,000 of our fans there. Let me tell you something. You play a game. You play a game in that venue. Let's just say it's 65%, whatever, and it's just at 100,000. That is an incredible showing for 156,990 individuals to show up with that kind of eye discipline in that place, that's craziness. Crazy, Doug and Jackson.
Exactly. You know what? I'm just getting into Asheville, North Carolina.
Beautiful place.
We're going east, so I didn't have too much problem getting out. I know everybody else is having problems, but I'm going east, so you know I'm smooth sailing. But I got 30 minutes outside of Johnson City or something, and we pulled off at a Super 8, and Habib wanted $150 for a Super 8. I said, "All right, I'll just keep driving. Appreciate it."
Hey, can I ask you something? What'd they sell beers? What'd they sell beers for up there?
I think it was like $9, but they had like these like rum drinks that were $9 for like 12 ounces, and then you could get like $12 to get a really big one in like a moonshine jar. It was pretty good, you know.
$9.
But wasn't terrible. But the bad thing about it is their concession. It was so slow. They were so slow. It was awful. Because in fact, we got in line with like 40 minutes to go before the kickoff, and we were like back at like 10. It took like 30 minutes to go.
My gosh,
5 or 6 people. So that was the negative part.
Doug and Jaxie on the way out here. You being a Vol fan from Jacksonville has got to take it, and you're a good man.
Appreciate it.
Lay it on me here. Are you worried about the Florida Gators right now?
Oh, of course. I'm always worried about that game because we always do something stupid in it somehow. But I'm coming up for it, so let me know where
you are. So dedicated, man.
Coming up for it. I'm going to skip the Ohio game, but I'm going to go to like the next 4 games of trying to.
Good night. Out of Jacksonville. Attaboy. Thank you, Doug and Jaxie. Thank you, brother.
Good night. I love that.
Hey, safe travels to you and your lovely. That's good stuff right there, Doug and Jaxie. 865-200-5402. Ewad, are you worried down the line about the Tennessee-Florida matchup? Because I'm enjoying these and taking them one by one, but I'm just asking you right now, are you worried about the way they played in light of the way we had a slow start today? Does that enter into your mind?
Well, anything but with them is, I mean, they're in our head. I mean, they have free rent in our head. There's no doubt about that. And the truth is, and I don't know how much of this Kentucky is just bad or not, but they were better than I expected. I thought they were going to be down this year.
I agree with that. Russell, are they better than you thought they'd be? Florida? Yes.
They're about what I thought. I mean, I don't put much stock in them hammering Kentucky. Kentucky is awful. They're a bunch of losers anyway, and they've already mailed it in for the year. So, I mean, I think Florida's about what we thought they would be. They're not very good, but they're certainly good enough to beat Tennessee.
865-200-5402. Tennessee next week needs to get healthy, obviously, literally and figuratively. I'm really worried, guys, about Kirkland, and I know Butch Jones, the sprain and all this nonsense. I don't listen to him when he talks about injuries. He's proven that. I don't.
You have to move Jalen Reeves-Maben inside and play McDowell or Corte Sapp.
Offensive line, what are you going to do this week? How are we going to tighten that up?
I would say Coleman Thomas, you are the odd man out for right now. I'm going with Dylan Wiesman at center, Jack Jones at right guard, Kendrick at right tackle, Richmond and Robertson on the left side.
Mm. Eric, how about you? What do you do? Any other adjustments?
I think the personnel that Russell just threw out is fine. They just got to keep working at it. There's not a really pretty answer. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much better this group really can get. That's the thing that scares me a little bit is, you know, I mean, everybody always talks and goes back to that Oklahoma game last year where we don't go on fourth down. But when your coaching staff deep inside their hearts doesn't think we can get a yard, that says something.
Well, that's just terrible. Let's go back to the phones again.
It is terrible. No, that's my point. It is terrible. I mean, and
how about Sherron Jones? Jay Rudd's asking, and Jay's kind of creative. How about Sherron Jones at right guard? I mean, the guy really wants to be on the field, and I mean, we gave the guy an assist in the performance medicine top performer of the game, Plus, he also made it in as the Moosehead Moose of the game, and he got it even play. So I love his want to. Let's get our next call in at 865-200-5402. My name's Tony Basilio. He's Russell Smith, and Ewad's with us. Hello to our next caller.
Hi, Tony. Is it me?
Yeah, it's you. Go right ahead.
Oh, man. I can't believe I got you. I'm in Jackson, Tennessee.
Oh, man. Great to talk to you. I love beautiful Jackson.
Well, it's not what it used to be. But anyway, it is a hub city of West Tennessee.
It's a great city, but, man. It's a great city. You know,
but I just want to say, man, I really enjoy your show. You know, Al Wilson built the fence in my backyard, and he was a senior in high school. And I came home one day, and he was in my backyard, and he walked through the gate he had built. I thought, I'm fixing to die, because we are the South. And I did not realize that one of my best friends, Tommy Day, was raising him from a broken home. And it turned out, I begged Tommy to let him go to UT, and he said, well, Notre Dame's offered. And I said, yeah, let's go to UT. And Tom was UT grad. I know I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, I graduated as an undergraduate in 75, a master's in 79. I work for the University of Tennessee now. I'm ashamed of my circumstance in that I have had a few beers. I am very proud of the balls to cut it to the quick. Listen, we won. We were down early. I'm one of those guys who quit watching. We're down early and look pitiful. My wife's in there from Ole Miss territory. She loved them. And she said, get your butt back in here. And I did. And damn, I enjoyed it. It was so good to win.
It was so fun. It was so fun. And you know what? Can I ask you this? Al Wilson aside, who I love him, okay? You got it.
He was a Hulk. He was a Hulk.
He cared, though. He cared. To this day, he cares.
Yes.
And he cared.
Yes, like DeJuan tonight. I mean, he was a kick-ass.
How many?
He carried a big stick. You
how many beers?
Stick that year?
And how many beers did you have tonight? That's what I want to know. Tell us about your drinking. I want to hear about that.
Over-under.
Well, I'm a natural light drinker.
Natty.
And I didn't drink until 8 o'clock, and I've had about 12 now. So, I mean, you know, but I'm
so you made
guy.
Up for lost time. You made up for lost time.
I did, but it's because I'm so, I just can't tell you, I'm so happy. But anyway, I was proud to win that damn game. We were on national exposure.
You're damn straight.
Last week, well, we should have beat their ass, but we didn't play anything but vanilla. But this week, we kicked their butt when we needed to, and we showed them, okay, let's play ball.
I was really proud of the kids getting behind 14-0. Let me tell you, though, if you're playing a quality opponent that protects the football, and Virginia Tech's not a quality opponent, okay? I don't know if you're going to disagree with me. I said earlier tonight, good football teams do not turn the ball, fumbled nine balls away in two games. That is not the mark of a good football team. They're going to lose a lot of games this year because they don't protect the football, and that's just the way it is. Does that offend you, me saying that? Because
No, it does not.
Okay.
All I see is a Virginia Tech team that's going to get bulkier and bulkier, and they're pretty damn fast, and they're pretty darn good if they get their hands on the ball. And a new
I agree with that.
Give me a break.
If they hold the ball
down there, maybe they win the national championship with them next year, I think.
If they hold the ball tonight, if they don't turn the ball over tonight, that is a completely different game.
You're exactly right, and we're beat.
Well, I don't know if we're beat, but it's a completely different game.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. But we found a way to do it.
No question. And just like, here's what I like. Through two games, we have yet to really put it together, okay? But here's the thing. Russell, tonight, if things are not going your way, do you ever see a team with an up man, a blocker, have a ball hit a guy in the heel, go 20 yards the other way, and you recover the football. How many times have you seen that?
Maybe
I'm telling you, it's IGYV. It's the International Geophysical Year of the Vols. And you got to feel it down in Jackson. You got to put your hand right now. Put your hand.
I want to move there and live on the street so I can see every game, but I can't. I've got a responsible job.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you keep drinking like that, that will be arranged.
Well, listen, I'll have to drive when I'm not drinking.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
But I'm not trying to say anything negative about beer or anything else, but I'm so proud of all. I know all these negatives. We didn't do everything perfect, but damn it, we're finding a way to win, and brick by brick, sucks, but, you know, it is a cliche.
Thank you. It sucks, but it's appreciated. And you have a great night, because that was a great call.
I'm glad
and there was nothing bad about your call.
I'm glad he didn't say anything negative about beer.
Yes.
I was getting worried for a second.
And by the way, I want to thank my friends. Why you're drinking that stuff, I don't know, because I want to thank my friends at Miller Lite for providing tonight's entertainment. You guys were unbelievable tonight. It was unbelievable tonight where we were, and we had ourselves an awesome time, and it's 2:40 in the morning. And Ewad, give me a final thought here. I gotta jump Jerry in here. Give me a final thought.
Well, I'm certainly not going to mention our kick coverage this week, because that got me tore up last week. But no, you know, the big thing to me is, you know, we fell down early. We had enough guts and fortitude to fight back and win. You know, and also, let's be honest, we forced some of them, but Virginia Tech couldn't get out of their own way. I mean, you don't win a lot of games if you have five turnovers, and we took advantage of their five turnovers and punished them for it. And that's what a good team does. Even on a bad night, you take advantage of the other guy's mistakes, and that, a lot of time, is what gets you your win.
You better darn believe it. Thank you, brother. That's the game of football, and it always has been the game of football, and it's a mysterious thing. The great Eric Waddell has left the building, ladies and gentlemen. Let's, without further ado, get back to our phones. Dubsy, they're getting on you and saying, why are you calling that kid Wiseman? His name is Wiseman. Why are
people? That's how Butch Jones pronounces it.
That's a great point. You got to stick with your coach.
It's critical. Got a poll question on Twitter for you, at Russell the Drive.
Go ahead.
Who has been the drunkest caller in the fifth quarter tonight? Was it that guy who I'm calling Al Wilson guy? Was it Barney Boy, Jeeker, or Downsizing Guy?
Downsizing Guy was roached. Jeeker was smashed. That last guy right there was pretty hammered.
12 beers, I feel like that's pretty low,
How about the people that keep wanting to slide these references of Kamara in here? What about them? They're on the bus. Do they count? One guy said that he's on the short bus. He identified himself as being on the short bus. Does he count? We've had some real drunks tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta admit. I mean,
Downsizing guy was in my face.
Boy,
disgrace.
I think we're a cut above tonight.
Downsizing guy was in my face. Disgrace.
You'd have to be.
He does not like me.
If you're drunker than this four, I question whether you'd be able to dial the phone right now.
865-200-5402 if you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us tonight. In a game that statistically looked like Virginia Tech should be in it, Tennessee blows them out. But it is a night where Josh Dobbs does not crack 100 yards passing. In fact, he has 71 yards on the night. Is that right? No, it's not right. Is that right, Dubs? He's got more than that.
He had 99 yards.
99 yards passing.
Ooh, I thought you said Herb had 99 yards rushing.
Dobbsy had how many yards throwing?
91 yards throwing.
91. There you go. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's go back to our busy phones. And I'm going to learn to read at some point. Let's get our next call in. As we welcome in our next caller, let's see, where were we just last? I'm losing track here. I'm losing control of my own show. Welcome in. Hello.
Hey, Tony. This is Jeff from West Tennessee. How are you tonight?
Hey, Jeff from West Tennessee. Great to hear your voice, man.
Oh, man, a long-time listener. Give a shout-out to my friend Jason, who listens to you every day and listens tonight. Me and my 13-year-old son are driving back from Bristol to Knoxville tonight. I wanted to share an observation or two with you. And
please.
Say that was a spectacle tonight, Tony. I've been going to Tennessee football games since the early 80s, and love Neyland Stadium, and you know, it's a great venue. It's in many ways better than tonight. But we were on the 40-yard line on the Jeff Gordon Terrace on the Tennessee side, and it was great to see. By the way, they ran out of beer and water in the third quarter there. And, you know, we did not partake any. My 13-year-old son and I didn't. But plenty around us were. And they had 550,000 bottles of beer ready for that game, selling them $8 a pop. So they made some money tonight.
Wow. Well, they're going to need it, because they're going to need it, because they lost a lot of money on that concert last night.
Yeah, and there are concerts going on everywhere. I mean, it was a spectacle. I mean, I'd never been to Bristol Motor Speedway, never been
to
in there. And,
yep.
No, and it was 75, 25 probably.
That's neat.
And, you know, to get 110,000 fans up in the corner of the state.
Yep.
I mean, that's a testament to our fans. But two observations real quick. We were there for the ball walk, and we were up on top of this hill next to a fence.
Mm.
As it turns out, the team came up and then walked right behind us. We were there looking in the face. And, Tony, I've been to a lot of balls, but it just struck me tonight. They're just kids, man. Those players, you know, they're just kids.
That's
And we've got to remember that. And the second thing was that from the start of the second quarter, what really changed the football game was that our 8 or 10 guys on that defensive line, they put on the chin straps, and Derek Barnett and Shy Tuttle and Kendall Vickers and the Vereen kid, they dominated the last three quarters of that game when they were on the field. And part of the reason that Virginia Tech did the turnovers was they were always somebody that said, Derek Barnett beat the living daylights out of that quarterback all night. And
11,
you know,
11 defensive linemen played in tonight's game. 11, including Shy Tuttle.
Yeah, and doesn't that remind you of, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s?
Yes, it does.
You know, we may not have a John Henderson or an Albert Haynesworth up there, or maybe we do. But in the SEC, that's where the game's won, and
no
if we
question.
Can get our offensive line to that level, then you know, then we're good. But they're just kids, and we got to remember that, and you know, and hopefully the coaches can coach them and get better, and we beat Ohio, and then start that 4-game run. But love your show, read your blog every day, and we missed the first hour because the Taylor system in Bristol was just crashed, man. It was just
that's why I didn't go up there, and that's why you know what people were asking me, why aren't you going? And the reason is I knew I could not get a cell shot out of there as soon as the game was over, and that's my technology I use.
Yeah, it's not set up for that. I mean,
no.
Knoxville maybe, but it's not. It's a great venue. We didn't have very much trouble getting in or out. You know, once in a lifetime deal,
mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't go back,
well put.
But it was great. And what a testament to the Tennessee fans, and they were there. And they were loud. And
if they're, you know what, from your lips to God's ears, if there really was 75% Tennessee, which was what I was predicting, but if it really happened, that means there was 116,000 or so Tennessee
Absolutely.
Fans in that place tonight, and that just
Absolutely.
Has to give you chills for everything we've been through as a fan base. Look, where I was tonight at Windy City Grill, we were packed. And that's the one watch party I was worried about, because we were competing with that thing, so it was like a home game, but we even had a ton of people there. Let me tell you, people want to explode, Russell, over this football team. If we can just get through the month of September undefeated and give this fan base something to feel good about, Russell, going forward, how fun will that be, guys? Russell, I ask you that, and then I ask the caller. How fun will it be?
It'd be great. I mean, you beat Florida, you get that monkey off your back, and you're 4-0.
Yes.
I mean, I think that you're not playing with house money at that point, because the pressure will ratchet up. But
it's close.
If you win that Florida game, there will be such an exhale sigh
Thank you.
Of relief.
Right. And let me ask you, from you being in Memphis, you caring enough to drive clear across the state, which that's got to be, a 7.5-hour drive? How long is that?
Oh man, we're from actually just outside Jackson in Lexington, and it was about 7.5 hours. We drove to Knoxville
Whew.
Yesterday.
Wow.
You know, drove up today. We're going back to Knoxville tonight. We'll drive home tomorrow. But, you know, we saw people from Lexington there, and I know that, you know, we sit by guys from
That's
Milan,
incredible.
All of West Tennessee. And,
That's incredible.
It's just what a fan base, man. You know, here's the thing. Just be real. And we all, we've been accustomed to Butch Jones teams for 3 years, even when we didn't have the talent. When they walked out of that tunnel, most of the time they were ready to play.
That's right.
I mean, very few games the last 3 years. And I think what scares me is these last two games, it just doesn't appear we're sharp and ready to play. I don't know why that is. You know, it could be any number of things. But, you know, maybe we get that fixed. And, you know, I asked my son, okay, we got these four games coming up. You know, if you held a gun to my head, you know, the SEC games, and which one are we going to lose? Let's pick Texas A&M, because that one doesn't matter in the East race or whatever. Going through all four of them undefeated may be unrealistic to think about, but beat Florida, beat Georgia, and then in a fantasy world, beat Alabama. But we're just here for the ride, man, and love your show, man. Thanks.
Hey, thank you. You know, you asked me that question. I'm a lot more afraid of Florida than I was 3 weeks ago, and I'm a lot more afraid of Georgia than I was 3 weeks ago. And I know Georgia slogged around today. But they had a major come down, and they had a true freshman quarterback and all that. But if you ask my opinion, I had us going 2-2 in those four games, and I'm not so sure 2-2 is a bad record.
No, I think
2-2 would not be a bad record, because then you set yourself up for a 10-2 season.
The way this,
that's why tonight's game's big, man.
The way this division is too. I mean, I would feel pretty good about getting to Atlanta at 10-2.
Jerry Colquitt, I need energy out of you, vigor. I need a focus, and we're going to rip through some
phone. What'd you call me?
Jerry? I called you Jerry?
Man, I am fired up.
I need energy and focus and vigor out of you. Your thoughts on tonight's game?
Well, first of all, but before I jump right into this, man, I got to say, man, it's nice to be here. But I just got one question for you. Hello?
Go ahead.
Man, are you going to read to us at the end of this?
What am I going to read tonight?
You've been sending us off with a bedtime story, man, the last couple of nights. So, last couple seasons at the end of the night.
Oh, at the end of these 3 o'clock in the morning deals?
Oh, yes, sir.
I don't have anything, Jerry. I'm gonna knock your face off if you just give me a football point, and then I'm gonna go back to the phones. I'm really not good company right now.
No, I'm gonna make it good for you.
Right.
But no, seriously, it's good to be here. I got a lot of good things to say. Took a lot of notes, compared them to my pregame notes.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I'm glad to be here on this after dark edition of the Tony Basilio Show. Tony, I got to ask a favor from you.
Go ahead.
I need some promo stuff. We'll talk about this stuff afterwards. But, man, probably 5 to 10 people at the viewing tonight downloaded the app right on the site.
I love you. I love you, my brother. My brother. 865-200-5402. Let's get as many folks in here as we can. As I tell you this, Jerry Colquitt's former Vol quarterback. He also coached here. Back in the 90s, he also coached with David Cutcliffe in the 90s at Ole Miss, and then he went on to the Seattle Seahawks where he coached, currently makes his residence in Seattle. Russell, if you ever get desperate and you want to have Jerry on your show, by all means, you can have fun with him. If you ever get desperate and you want to grab Jerry for your...
That was...
You have my blessing.
Uncalled for.
What's that?
I live in desperation, so Jerry, I'll be in touch.
Interesting. And he'll triple the pay of what I pay you generally. Let's go to the phones. Get our next caller in. It is the Smart Way Garza Law Firm Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. My name's Tony Basilio. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony B. It's TC in Athens, man.
Hey, brother. Welcome in.
Hey, brother. We just got back to the lake house up here that we're staying at, man. And the traffic, yeah, that is some for real stuff.
Faux real.
It is faux real. Man, what a weekend we've had, though, man. This thing has had an atmosphere unlike any bowl game I've ever been to. I've been to a lot of bowl games, and it is, the atmosphere around this game has just been crazy. And it has just been a real good time. And it's been awesome. Now, getting to the game itself today, what everybody said, as far as being able to see anything,
right.
Literally couldn't see anything. Not a thing.
Where were you?
We were in kind of a corner end zone area. We were down in a corner end zone. So yeah, we were a long way away.
Would you do it again?
No way. There's no reason to ever play a game in there ever again. It's a one-time shot, one-time deal to say that, that you had the largest college football game in history. That's the only reason to ever do this game. We've done it. We've had the largest college football game in history. No reason to ever do it again. And, but we did it. We came, we conquered. But let me tell you this, whoever the people are at Battle at Bristol or Bristol Motor Speedway, whatever, whoever is the operator of the Colossus, he needs to be fired tomorrow.
Why?
Whoever that guy is. Because I think he's 10 years old. All throughout the game, literally throughout the game, they missed plays. Because, and that was the only way we could watch the game, Tony B.
They were
what were they
doing on the jumbo board?
They would, after every play, they would cut to fans and just look at fans, like just show. And dude, if you've seen one fan, Tony B, you've seen them all.
Was it women or bubbas? Who were they showing?
No, it was just people, period.
ABC had a bad night tonight too, by the way.
And the deal is on that, Tony B, is both teams are running a hurry up offense.
Right.
Because,
why do both teams run hurry-up offenses? One of my favorite lines. Go ahead, Jerry.
So they can hurry up and let the other team get one more possession?
No.
No. I didn't go nowhere.
So they can hurry up and run one more bad play. That's what Jerry was saying this week, which is a great line, by the way.
So, Tony B, literally, they would cut to just some random fan doing nothing and miss the next play. Or come in on the very end of the play showing the guy getting tackled. Or miss the play just altogether. And you wouldn't even know what happened because you couldn't see the field. It was just mind-boggling whoever was running the show up there on the Colossus deal.
Whoever
it was, literally the guy should be fired.
I have other people telling me right now online that they're agreeing with you, that what you're saying is the truth, that the Colossus dropped the ball tonight. Not only did Virginia Tech put the ball on the ground several times, the Colossus put the ball on the ground apparently several times. And I also said, somebody told me that the Colossus in certain parts of that thing looked like a little TV screen. I mean, it really, from where you were in the stadium, it was hard to even see that thing at certain points.
You know, I don't necessarily have any complaints about that. I just have complaints about, like, the views that they would show. They would show these weird views instead of just showing the side view like you always see on TV to where you can see what's happening and all that. Like, they would show these weird angles, so you really had no clue what was even happening in the play if they did show the play. I mean, seriously, whoever the producer was on this thing should not have a job after tomorrow. They should call him in at 8 a.m. and say, buddy, you're relieved of your duties. I'm dead serious. You'll never work here again.
Yeah, it'd be curious to hear what they're going to say. I'd be real curious to hear what they're going to say.
Because it was that bad.
Wow. Wow. Well, we survived and we advanced. And, brother, I'm glad to talk to you. It was unbelievable, Andy Mack.
Hey, buddy. Guess what, Tommy B?
Yes, sir.
I was a part of the biggest college football game in history. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty freaking awesome. I'm rolling into 3 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday, and we're still talking about it. Thank you, Chief.
That's right. Later, bro.
Jerry, what is your thoughts on this? It's 3 a.m., and all my lines are currently jammed. I mean, do you have a thought on that? How great is this fan base?
Dude, that's next level.
And we've had some drunks calling the show tonight. Have you noticed that?
Hey, well, I tell you what, I was like, I don't know how long Tony's going to make me wait, but if he's going to make me wait till after I drink my second or third beer, I'm going to have one. Fact.
Second or third, you've got a long way to go to catch up with some of these other folks.
865-200.
I cracked
5402.
I'm waiting for you, Tony, if that's okay.
865-200-5402. I'm reading DMC's biography. I'm reading DMC's biography, autobiography right now, and he admits to, in his drinking days, drinking something that y'all call 40s. When I say y'all, I mean black people.
Hey, it's okay, man. We're on the After Dark edition of the Tony DeCilio show. So,
well, you're my brother.
From another. Hey,
Bob, you're really in a mood tonight. So you have been drinking. Even Jerry Colquitt's drunk. And I've never heard him drink. I mean, what's up?
Speaking of drinking, hey, did anybody else catch that our guy Frank Beamer was a little bit blitzed?
Oh, he was blitzed.
He was
Frank
Joe Namath.
Beamer was roached.
If he told Samantha Ponder that I want to kiss you.
Oh,
that would have been the greatest.
Maybe that's why I didn't have Sam Ponder over there with him.
He was struggling.
Let's go back to our phones. 865-200-5. I've got 34 people on Periscope at 3 o'clock in the morning. Which, I mean, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Dude,
damn it!
It's the witching hour.
Let's go back to our phones. Jerry, I want to get some thoughts from you on the game, but let's keep the conversation going here.
I can jump in here.
No, you can't. I want to get the conversation going. But then we'll eventually come to you when I get desperate enough. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, it's Walter.
Hey, Walter, you're on the Smart Way, Garza Law Firm, fifth quarter fan reaction, where we are now 3 hours into our extravaganza tonight. Hello.
Hey, Tony, I went to Keeneland with you. I'm on the bus trip, had the best time in the world. I was that one that got lucky and we kind of hit a trifecta on that seventh race or whatever.
I'll never forget that as long as I live. That was so fun, man. Thank you.
I'm going the weekend of October 15th, too. And
the off weekend.
You got to get that trip.
The off weekend, yeah.
Get that trip up again.
My problem with that trip was I lost money.
Well, I understand.
That's a lot of work to lose money on.
You should have just done grandstand tickets, period. That'd have been cool, because it didn't pay $5 or whatever.
There you go.
I know. Everybody's got a better idea. I didn't mean it like that. Hey, I'm sitting here at the Speedway at campsite here, right by Red Barn parking area, because they filled it up today. You can't camp right there. We're right behind it. And they didn't get out here for like 3 hours sitting still. I thought, man, they used to do this, sleep in their car, but now they load it right out within like an hour. So I guess 6 hours sitting in the parking lot after a game is pretty good. The game was incredible. Worried at the first, great at the end. It was one of those things where you got to experience it to see that everybody loved it. Even the Virginia Tech fans loved it. I mean, I appreciate your late night show and all this. It's incredible.
It's incredible. How much fun are we having? Would you miss this?
It's the same thing. If you've never done something like that,
right,
you need to push your level.
That's right.
Go do something that you just don't think you're going to like.
That's right.
Anyway, Tony, it's like me and your kids and your wife. That was fantastic. I tried to call in two or three times couple of weeks ago just to tell you again how special that trip was.
Let me tell you something.
Right, brother.
It was special being with you and Jerry Colquitt's special too.
Well, I know. I love the way you give him hell all the time because he deserves it all the way on the damn left coast.
Yeah, Jerry.
He's my number one dog back in the day because Todd Collins and them Jeff County boys, that was kind of close to your time. Those boys tick you off from Jeff County. I'm a Jeeker fan, by the way. So.
Well, you're out of here. Anybody's Jeeker fan's out of here.
You must be close to the Collins brothers. But anyway, Tony, so I know you're going to ask me.
Give me your thoughts on tonight's game, and then I'm going back to my phones. Jerry, go ahead.
I saw two things. And one, I want to give a big shout-out to Bino. But no, he was loving what he saw tonight. For one reason, by two reasons, for how this game went. I thought Dobbs took over again in another big game. And it's funny, I think as fans and as, you know, as a scout and analyst, ex-coach and this, that, you know, you want Dobbs to play a certain way, but Dobbs is his own guy. And what I like about him is he has a knack for creating his own plays. I'm still scared to death of how many shots he keeps taking, but he has a knack for, at the right time, being able to take that offense right down the field because of something that he's done with his feet to advance the ball down the field. That was one of the things I saw. The other thing,